The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped Incorporated, Spring 2008 Newsletter. Save the date. The Friends Spring Meeting will be held on Saturday, June 7, 2008, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Location of the meeting will be at the NJ Library for the Blind and Handicapped, 2300 Stuyvesant Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey. After the meeting, lunch will be served from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Anyone who wishes to stay for lunch is asked to contribute $5 toward the cost of the food. Please join the Friends to help accomplish as a group the opportunity to provide support for library services. Spring is the time for rejuvenation and new beginnings. With our official name in place and the bylaws ratified, elections for the Executive Board of the Friends are upon us. The Friends are seeking new ideas for fundraising to enhance the library's ability to furnish services we appreciate and enjoy. A donation can be given for general use or earmarked for a special service or program. For example, donations can contribute toward the volunteers, the Children's Summer Reading Program, the Fall Festival, the American Sign Language Story Hour, the Sensory Garden, large print books for adults, juveniles or foreign languages, and audio vision program. Also in need of support is the new and exciting digital program. The NJLBH uses private and community volunteers for most of its programs and services. They provide valuable assistance for audio vision by reading newspapers and grocery ads to be broadcasted through a special radio receiver or streaming on the computer. The volunteers are helpful for clerical duties, such as repairing and rewinding cassettes for the Talking Book program. They also assist patrons of the NJLBH to get around the Fall Festival. The library and its patrons benefit immensely from their free services. We heartily appreciate all the volunteers. They are an integral part of the library's functions. The Children's Summer Reading Program is to inspire children to enjoy reading while on vacation. We encourage parents to contact the Youth Services Librarian for different choices of interest. The Fall Festival is an event which is held every other year. It consists of speakers, vendors, updates for the futures of the NJLBH. The next festival will be held in 2009. The American Sign Language Story Hour is held every month for the children from the Marie Katzenbach School for the Deaf. The stories are also read through sign language. For the children's pleasure, service therapy dogs come from Kindred Souls Canine Center, operated by trainer Pete Campione. The dogs provide warmth, comfort, and friendship for the children who need reassurance. The National Library Service does not fund the purchase of large print books for the library. Therefore, it is important that the Friends, through fundraising, assist the library in purchasing the large print books for its patrons. The NJLBH needs large print books for all ages, and the Marie Katzenbach School needs children's large print books for their curriculum. The Sensory Garden is a serene place located in the courtyard at the NJLBH. It's a place to relax and read quietly while art and nature surround you. There is a statue of a woman carrying her child, loaned by the artist Seward Johnson. The sculpture is lifelike and touchable, as if a friend was watching over you and reading with you. One can touch the foliage, feel the different textures, and smell the various fragrances. In the center of the Sensory Garden is a sculpture called The Tower of Talking Lights, created by Tal Streeter for the NJLBH in 1984. Time has not been kind to the tower. The artist has agreed to refurbish the tower to its original state. There is braille surrounding the entire tower, which tells a story starting at the base of the tower about the earth and climbs to the peak of the tower, ending with the sky. The NJLBH has finally entered the digital age. The transition period from cassette books to digital books will be an ongoing process. It will take time to convert most of the cassette books into digital books. With this new progress comes a price. The library needs a digital duplicator for the book cartridges for the new digital players. This device will enable NJLBH to circulate more digital books to the library's patrons. On Friday evening, April 18th, NJLBH held a special dinner to honor all the wonderful volunteers who come into the library on a daily basis. The dinner was funded by the Friends. Morazzo supplied fruit trays, Cairo Cakes supplied all the yummy desserts, and Business Bistro Catering supplied the wonderful main course. There were approximately 85 people who attended this fun-filled evening dedicated to the amazing support these volunteers provide to the library. Election 2008. The following report has been submitted by the nominating committee, Lauren Casey, Joan Leonard, and James Doherty. Election of officers for the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Friends, for 2008-2010 term will be held at the spring meeting June 7, 2008. The following are the previously approved nominating committee election procedures and the slate of candidates proposed by the nominating committee. We suggest that you review these materials and be prepared to vote at the June meeting. Nominating Committee of the Friends. The Nominating Committee of the Friends shall consist of 3 members appointed by the President at the fall meeting of the odd-numbered year. 1 member will be designated as the chairperson, who will run the election at the following spring meeting of the even-numbered year. Those serving on the Nominating Committee are not eligible to run for any office at this election. The purpose of the Nominating Committee is to select a slate of officers meeting the requirements set forth in the bylaws. This slate is to be introduced in the newsletter preceding the spring meeting and again at the time of the election. Nominations from the floor will be permitted at the time of the election, but any member being nominated for an office must have been approached in advance of this meeting and have already expressed a willingness to run. The election shall be conducted by the chairperson of the nominating committee. Officers shall be elected in the following order: President, Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. As stated in the bylaws, a candidate for President must have previously served as an officer or board member of the Friends for at least 1 2-year term. Election process. The chairperson will announce the person proposed by the nominating committee for President. He or she will then ask 3 separate times if there are any other nominations from the floor for President. After the 3rd request, a motion from the floor must be made, followed by a second, to close nominations for President. If there are no nominations from the floor for President, the motion should also call for 1 vote from the current secretary to elect that candidate by proclamation. If there are nominations from the floor for President, the names of the candidates running for President shall then be announced and a vote taken. A candidate must receive a majority of the votes from members present to win the election. If there is not a majority, there will be a runoff vote between the 2 candidates receiving the most votes. The process will then be repeated for the Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. After the election, the President will appoint 2 board members at large. All new officers and board members at large will begin their 2-year term on July 1st following the spring meeting and election in the even-numbered year. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, propose election slate of candidates for July 1, 2008 through June 30, 2010. President, Elizabeth Doherty. Vice President, Mary Jo Partica. Secretary, Audley Lucas. Treasurer, Joyce Soa. Please make every attempt to attend this very important meeting. A membership form is attached to this newsletter for those who have not paid their dues for this year or wish to join the Friends. Please note that the dues for single members are $15 and family $30. These dues cover an 18-month period from January 1, 2008 through June 30, 2009. We look forward to seeing all of you at the June 7th meeting. Current officers of the Friends. President, Bob Rindt. Vice President, Elizabeth Doherty. Secretary, Audley Lucas. Treasurer, Joyce Soa. And this is the end of the Spring 2008 Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped newsletter.